Scott, and I am Program Manager in Microsoft SQL Server. I work in Database Programmability team, and today I'm going to talk about the Database Programmability vision in our next SQL Server release, codenamed Denali, and specifically about tools that our team ships to make developers more productive. So, looking at the tasks that developers must complete to write a database app, we ask the question, what tools can help them, right? So first, let's say developers need to build a database. They need to write, define the tables, views, define the schema. The way we can help them here was language services, which is basically an in-memory compiler for T-SQL language. We literally rip the query compiler, query optimizer, metadata services from SQL Server, put it in a DLL, and made it available to the tools like Visual Studio and others. So now is the cool experience that Visual Studio can provide syntax coloring for table definitions and view definitions. What's moreover, they can actually compile it in memory and give a real feedback, right? This compilation will give a real error messages from real SQL Server as the developers type the definition of the tables and schemas. And it is aware of different features of being available in different editions of SQL Server, and eventually is going to also understand SQL Azure. So let's say the developer defined some tables and views. The next step for them is write some queries, write some functions, sort procedures, write T-SQL code in general. The language service is going to help them here as well. At minimum, it provides IntelliSense, so the developer can start typing a name and it will complete the name based on the known script. The language services can search across multiple scripts defined in the project, so it will know to load script table defined in a different script. And it can also it provides full fidelity of SQL Server compiler. In the future, we think about adding more elaborate static analysis of your T-SQL code to language services. So for instance, it could look at the query and say, hey, this query would be much more performant, much faster if you had this index defined. Do you want me to go and add this index to your DDLs? So when the developer is done with writing T-SQL, they will want to test it. At this point, language services and static analysis won't help them much. What they really need is a database sandbox. And we will provide it in Denali as well. Database sandbox is SQL Server engine that can be started on demand, you know, just spin up, can have T-SQL code deployed to it and run and test it, right? So let's say Visual Studio, the developer has a function there, hits F5 to test this function. Visual Studio will start the sandbox, will deploy the function, will deploy all the dependencies of this function, tables, views, sort procedures, and then will execute it and return the results to the user. There are multiple advantages of using sandbox, right? One is a sandbox, so the developer is not going to break any of the existing database code that they might have. Specifically, they're not going to break a SQL Server instance that's shared across the development team or even maybe in production. The sandbox is a real SQL Server code. It's the SQL Server.exe, so it provides full fidelity of the SQL Server execution engine, right? And moreover, the sandbox supports T-SQL debugging. So the developer will be able to set breakpoints or will be able to step through the call or investigate values of variables. So when the developer is going to be done with all the database code, last step but not least that they're going to need to do is write the actual app. At this stage, our DB sandbox is going to help them as well. Because not every developer wants to be a DBA and have a full instance of SQL Server run and managed on the box, right? And what we did with Sandbox is the application can use Sandbox during development and testing to use as a backing store for the application, right? So the Visual Studio, when the developer hits F5 in the application code, in the C# code, will know to build the application, then go and build the database, then spin up the Sandbox, deploy database to the sandbox, and then the application connects to the sandbox, and the user works with the application just as if it was connected to big instance of SQL Server. You can check all those tools working together in our new set of developer tools called SQL Server Developer Studio, codenamed Juno. Look for it in the next CDP of Denali, and I hope you like it. Thank you for your time.